So I don't know if that is just peculiar to that particular city.
All right, what do you call the kind of drinks that are real popular, but drinks at lunch?
Coke.
And is Coke just Coca-Cola, or can it?
Well, I've heard people with regards as raw Crown Cola, Pepsi Cola, they give me a Coke.
Okay. But what's a general term for all those kinds of drinks? Besides Coke?
People call them drinks. I've heard them call soda waters, pops.
Like soft drinks.
Soft drinks is used, but not common, you know.
Oh, it's not.
Or give me a drink, you know.
And that already means a soft drink?
Right. I want a drink. Give me a drink, yeah.
It wouldn't be.
It means that in New York. You know, the one time I was in New York lately. I said to my child, but I still consider myself a child when I was in high school. But this guy went there and said, I would like a drink. You know, I said, what would you like? Well, I like a drink. The guy sent out for some scotch and bourbon, but he was talking about soft drink, Coke, this type thing. And in this area, I guess, when he said, give me a drink. I would like a drink, you know, you're talking about, generally you're talking about, I guess if you go to a nightclub and say, give me a drink, you're talking about hard liquor. But if you go to someone's house, hey, I would like a drink, you know, bam, you know, get a Coke or something like that.
Okay. What do you call the other type of carbonated beverage that is alcoholic? Fast,
Miller. Oh, beer?
Yeah, is beer
happening?
Familiar? Or
something? Suds?
Uh-huh.
Brew?
Do you hear
those a lot here? No. When I was in college, you know, we call them suds. We go into the tavern and bust some suds. Yeah. Give me a brew. But now, hey, just give me a beer. You know, call it by a brand name. I like a Slitz. Give me a Bud. Cool 45, whatever case may be.
All right. What do you call the thing you eat for breakfast that's round and has a hole in it?
Round and has a hole in it. Donut?
Yeah. Alright. What about one that has jelly in it? What's that called?
Jelly roll? Okay. I guess.
Would you ever call a jelly donut?
Never.
Alright. How about a twisted donut? Have you ever seen one?
Yeah, but what do we call a twist? What else would they be called?
In some parts of the country they're called crawlers.
Yeah, but it's not a common term.
It's not.
No.
How about a donut that's rectangular shape with no hole? Ever seen one like that?
With filling?
Well, I don't know. I don't think so.
But I think after it becomes rectangular, doesn't it cease to become a donut?
What does it become?
What else is supposed to be? But I always thought a donut is round with a hole. If it ceases to be round without a hole, then it's not a donut. Now, I don't know. What kind of rectangular donut are you talking about?
I don't know. I've never seen them before.
I don't know. They have...
They're frosted, you know, they're glazed.
Right? Yeah, the glazed. They have glazed donuts, donuts with icing. But I don't know. You're not talking... lemon puffs or whatever. This is the first thing that came to my mind. They're glazed on the outside, but have some filling on, and they're rectangular in shape.
Okay.
But I don't know if they are donuts legally or formerly. Oh, rectangular donut.
You'll give me a hard time.
Who wrote this book?
The guy's going to be listening to this book.
Well, tell him that after it, when it ceases to be round and ceases to have a hole, then it ceases to be a donut.
Amen. You'll hear that first time, I'm sure.
rectangular donut.
It's like a rectangle.
Now, my donuts
will
probably be rectangular if I decided to cook them.
Why?
Because I probably couldn't get them to come out right. Now, a person who comes up with a rectangular donut is one who can't cook donuts.